USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign pushed his legal battle in Nevada on Thursday amid a storm of lawsuits in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest from the Silver State.
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the Silver State could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Trump's legal team is claiming 10,000 people were allowed to vote in Nevada without being residents any longer. Jobless benefit claims dipped slightly this week to 751,000, as reported Thursday by the Labor Department. USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.